two, all right, and go.
Ooh.
That sounds like ooh. Ooh. Two, again, and go.
Ooh.
Great, now lighter, but that same feeling of accent. One, two, again, and go.
Ooh.
Yeah, that still feels like I'm directing, like, clap. It reminds me of the orchestra director at Drake University, John Cantorina, who his conducting style, we had lots of names where there was the baking the cake that looked like this, mixing the cake, and then there was the beating the dead cat, which was, how did that one go? It was
vigorously, right?
There was that thing. Yeah, we had a whole bunch of them. But what I don't want is this kind of song. Richard Nixon, John Cantorina, sort of that kind of stuff. Instead, we it's nice and light and bright. And let's get it in the same key. Let's start. To bring unnecessary weight and tension to our singing. When I say that I need lots of energy or that I want like the Love Boat scene, like it's filled with a whole bunch of movement and stuff, we have different ways of interpreting that. And some of us immediately get to this loud, growly, it reminds me of the monkey with the cymbals, that kind of thing. Instead of, now, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but instead, what I'm looking for, however, is something that is nuanced, that has good energy vocally, but is not overwrought and overdone. So, I've got Mr. Metronome that's going to help try to keep us, one, on a steady beat altogether and not get bogged down and slow. You are automatically probably going to get behind the beat in a few sections. I know it's going to happen, especially when we get to the triplets. You know what I'm talking about? Okay? We always have a tendency to slow down in those, and also we have a tendency to sing really loudly on the spots where there's lots of words in the past time. And we just can't get over it because we got too much stuff going on. So we got to reverse course a little bit. So I'm going to get this metronome going.